get a couple of shifts. You know, it's just little clips together.
There is a town in this country, and none of the children there can read with a hi-fi stereo color TV, a stereo color TV. For the printed page they had no use, they treated newspapers with abuse with a hi-fi stereo color TV and a stereo color TV. Oh, the school board was surprised indeed to find out none of those kids could read with a hi-fi stereo color TV and a stereo color TV. To make sure all of the kids would pass, they replaced the teachers in every class with a hi-fi stereo color TV, a stereo color TV. But the children, they soon learned to read and found out that they had no need of a hi-fi stereo color TV, a stereo color TV. A plan was devised by those clever creatures to record the lessons for their teachers on a hi-fi stereo color TV, a stereo color TV. With a video recorder on every chair, the children were free to roam everywhere. From the hi-fi stereo color TV, the stereo color TV. Now up in the hills they roam like elves, and the TV sets just watch themselves on a hi-fi stereo color TV and a stereo color TV.
Thank you. company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Radio Phoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado. Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542. And smart speakers and apps like Radio Garden, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio. Today, original puzzles, folk and jazz and bluegrass and more all morning long, including selections from Rough Stuff, a reissue featuring acoustic blues from the late Paul Osher, who was one of Muddy Waters' collaborators in the 70s. Architect and planner Paul Tellers will join us at 7:20 to talk about his upcoming storytelling event on architect Henry Hornbostel. Amos Levy will be with us from the Lighthouse Project at the Homewood Brushton YMCA. That will be at 7:50. At 8:20, Joyce Megerson Moore and Dr. Lindina M. Thomas will be here to talk about The Green Book, a new play at New Horizon Theater. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, we have a cello quartet and a teen media award winner from Bishop Canavan High School. And at 11 o'clock today, flamenco and classical acoustic guitar in our studios with Daryl Sean. A busy show. We're glad you're here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Somebody problem, but you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. Just call me. Just call me. Come on and call me. If you need a friend, call me. Oh, darling, just call me. Call, call me. Call me.
Keb Moe at the Saturday Light Brigade. From the album Good to Be, getting us started. Well, these days, I like to keep track about the progress of our studio expansion. All but one panel of lights went up last week. I have not seen all the lights lit, but I understand that they look great. And that will be providing the light over our new studios and two classrooms and lounge area just outside of where I'm speaking right now. You might get to hear some of the activities associated with the lights going up, because the one row of lights is the one that is closest to us that will be going up. Some other electrical odds and ends got done last week as well. And the big, beautiful storefront style grand entrance was worked on, plus a huge on-air light that's going to be going by that entrance. The prototype was looked at, and it's going to get manufactured using CNC routers and other tools by a company right here on Pittsburgh's north side. Also, some of the acoustic treatment is ready to go, also manufactured here in the Pittsburgh area. And we're on target to be opening that facility sometime in February 2022. I'll give a year, not just a month. We also spent some time getting ready for lots of programming in the year ahead in our youth media center, but also in area schools, including Woodland Hills, Pittsburgh, Langley, Manchester Academic Charter School, and Propel Schools. So it's nice to see things getting a little bit back to normal. We celebrated Ricky's birthday yesterday, and that was a lot of fun. Now we're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our pop quiz. And we had a lot of fun with this earlier in the week when it was offered in our newsletter Thursday. Name five four-letter words that have the letters A, L right in the middle. Like C-A-L-M, calm. Your answers have to be four letters in length. And the A and the L have to be in the second and third position. So we're looking for five four-letter words with the A and the L right smack dab in the middle. When you come up with five that you like, share them with us. You can text them or phone them to us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Another example would be ball, B-A-L-L. The word should be four letters in length with A and L right in the middle in positions two and three. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 or post your answer on Facebook at SLB Radio. Or use instant input at slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. That's our pop quiz for this morning. Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott will now give you some music to think by with Long Time Gone.
Daddy sits on the front porch swinging, looking out on a vacant. Still cooking too much for supper. Me, I've been a long time gone. Yeah, long time gone. Ain't hold a rose since I don't know when. Long time gone. And it ain't coming back again. Now Julia plays that old church piano, sitting out on her daddy's farm. She always thought we'd be together. I never meant to do her harm. Said she could hear me singing in the choir. Me, I heard another song. I got wind and hit the road running. Lord, I've been a long time gone. Been a long time gone. I ain't had a prayer since I don't go in. Long time gone. And it ain't coming back again. Playing down on Broadway, getting out of Hardway, living from a tip jar, sleeping in my car, locking my guitar. Yeah, I'm gonna be a star. Now me and dear, you sing every Sunday, watching the garden and the children grow. We listen to the radio to hear what's cooking, but the music ain't got no soul. No, they sound tired, but they don't sound haggard. They got money, but they don't have. They got Junior, but they don't have Hank. I think the rest is a long time gone. No, I ain't honked the horn since I don't know when. Long time gone, and it ain't coming back again. No, I ain't honked the horn since I don't know when. Long time gone, and it ain't coming back again. Thank you.
me, little girl. Woman, you should kneel down on your knees and pray. For me, little girl. Baby, you should kneel down on your knees and pray. I don't want you to pray to love me. Just pray to drive your sins away. Put iodine in my coffee, I wrap poison in my bread. When I get a sleepy, darling, you'll sprinkle loud in my bed. For me, little girl. You should kneel down on your knees and pray. I don't want you to pray to love me. Just pray to drive your sins away. I got it, man. Break my heart, oh, every night when I come home.
Paul Asher, who we will be featuring throughout this morning with iodine in my coffee. Chicago blues man Paul Asher passed away April 18th, 2021 of COVID. He was 20 years old when he started playing a harmonica for Mr. Muddy Waters. That was back in 1968. One of his first gigs was in Austin at the Vulcan Gas Company, headlining with Muddy Waters and opening up Johnny Winter. And the album we're playing from this morning, it's just a delightful, bare, primarily acoustic and traditional folk album that was recorded by him about 30 years ago. And just reissued in his memory. I got my first harmonica from my uncle when I was 12. And I was reading the instruction book and playing Red River Valley. And a guy from the grocery store said, "Let me see that whistle." I said, "It's not a whistle, it's a harmonica." He took it. And he played some blues, and I got hooked ever since and started learning from that man. You'll hear more from him throughout this morning's program. Hello to Mike in Mars. Thanks for checking in. And hello to Tommy in a very white, snow-covered central Virginia, he writes. But a good 20 degrees warmer than it is here in western Pennsylvania. He put his answers to our pop quiz in a few sentences. A few years ago, one day in the fall, I took a walk on the Washington Mall. As I passed the long black wall, thought I heard my old pals call, saying, "Put your palm against this wall." Lopez and Nicholson and Morrow and Hall made me feel not very tall. Oh, that's nicely done, and also quite a sentiment to hear from you, Tommy. Thank you for sharing that. Jim came up with malt, salt, calf, balm, calm, gale, halo, tall, wall, and ball. These are four-letter words where A and L are in the exact middle. Here's a Brigadier. If you'd like, give us a quick text with your name. Your phone number ends in 925. He or she have pals, talk, salt, and sail. And here's another one. Your number ends in 205, and I don't know who you are, but I'm glad you're listening. Palm, ball, wall, walk, balm, and bach. Jim in Crafton Heights has calm, halt, salt, malt, mail, hail, sail, kale, bale, gale, call, call, fall. Need I go on, he writes. You can go on as long as you would like to. Stu in McCandless has Yale University Value Hardware Stores, VALU, and Jonas Salk, Salk, S-A-L-K. Hello to Susie in Alexandria. I'm so glad you're listening. Susie is formerly of Highland Park. We'll try to get a request on for you. Tom in McCandless has palm, balm, fall, mall, tall, haul, and call as his words. And Bruce has bulk, ball, and a few others. Here comes Russ in Apollo with bald, bale, ball, bach, ball, balm. Those are his B's. And then for C, he had calf, call, and calm. Then he said I could also do it alphabetically. Ball, call, fall, gall, hall, mall, paw, tall, wall, and y'all. Now that we're in the South, he likes to do his words in an organized way. And we had a few more. Let me be sure. Marianne, good morning. Palm, psalm, calm, balm. And Gigi, good morning. Gigi has halo, tall, halt, walk, and half. And Gigi mentioned that she gave herself the extra challenge of not having any that rhyme. And indeed you did. And we also had an answer. Where are Tom and Barb's answers? I know they came. Oh, here's Linda. Had palm and balm and a few longer ones too. And there's Thomas. He said that we decided that we would work on some more arcane words, and they came up with calc, as in calculus, whale, as in the whale of a corduroy fabric, halo, as in what you see when you might be looking up, Yale, as in a locker, a university, you pick, he wrote, Cali, as the city and a lake in Colombia, and also he came up with y'all. That's Barbara and Tom in Stallstown, and I think that gets us up to date. Thank you for playing along, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Is my pop in there? Is my pop in there? If my pop's in there, oh, won't you tell him to come home? It's payday today. My pop got his pay. When pop gets his pay, he always seems to go astray. Mama's feeling low, got a pain. Grocer wants his dough, and the landlord took my bed. Is my pop in there? Is my pop in there? If my pop's in there, oh, won't you tell him to come home? Come home, Papa, baby needs some shoes.
Saturday Light Brigade, and there you've got Louis Jordan. What a busy morning. Hello to Nikki up on Troy Hill. Thank you for checking in. And I see that P. Calic Waddle is playing along with Balm, Salt, Malt, Gall, and Bally for Words with A.L. in the middle that are four letters in length. A simple game, but a fun one, isn't it? We'll give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Historiddle coming shortly.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
By the way, if you would like to get a puzzle every Thursday and start to work on our pop quiz in advance, all you need to do is subscribe to our newsletter. We'd love to have you be part of our extended family. Go to slbradio.org/subscribe, or just drop us a note with your email address at slb@slbradio.org. You'll join a group of a few thousand other folks that play our puzzles week in and week out every Thursday night. Born in San Francisco on March 26th, 1874. He died in Boston on January 29th, 1963. He was educated at Dartmouth College and also Harvard University. When approaching 40, he went to England, where he produced a collection called A Boy's Will. At the age of 86, he delivered a gift outright amidst a January 20th chill. That's our Historiddle. Can you identify who this person is? Born in San Francisco on March 26th, 1874. He died in Boston on January 26th, 1963. He was educated at Dartmouth College and also Harvard University. When approaching 40, he went to England, where he produced a collection called A Boy's Will. At the age of 86, he delivered a gift outright amidst a January 20th chill. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Susie in Alexandria, this is for you.
I don't know why the sky is so blue, and I don't know why I'm so some will make you cry.
do.
She's a 20-something graduate of Brown. He's a 20-something graduate of Princeton. Waiting on the crowded train platform for the Acela. She's a lonely girl. He's a lonely fella. They don't know it, but they're going to the same place. A wedding tomorrow on the vineyard in Edgartown. They don't know it, but later today they both have reservations on the same Boston limousine that will take them down to the ferry, but that's not very important yet. The Acela's here, they scramble for a seat. She's a friend of the bride, he's a friend of the groom, and as fate would have it, cute is how they meet. Yes, now the two are traveling in tandem, the boy from Princeton and the girl from Brown. They both giggle nervously as they say hello, but then the conductor yells, "Keep your voices down."
Shh.
This is the quiet car, no talking, no phone calls. Conversation in this car is not allowed. The train is sold out, there are no empty seats. This is the quiet car, so don't you dare talk loud. The girl from Brown whips out her cell phone. The boy from Princeton types his number in. She sends him a text. "Hi, my name is Joy." He writes, "My name is Joe. I am from Berlin." She writes back, "I was born in Paris. I have dual citizenship." He writes back, "So do I." She majored in German. He majored in French. Their spirits are lifting as the towns float by. They discover they're both heading for a wedding, the exact same one in Edgartown. They both could have brought a plus one, but they both had a feeling their plus one would bring them down. And they wanted to be free so they could mingle, 'cause both wanted to meet somebody new. Joe looked at Joy, Joy looked at Joe, thinking, could that special someone be you? They both love basketball and theater. They both love dogs and both are allergic to cats. They both love to ski and play Scrabble. They both love to wear goofy hats. They both love the Yankees and the Giants. They both love Manhattan best in the fall. They both have a passion for Noah Baumbach films. Of their favorite foods, they both love pumpkin pie most of all, though she prefers hers with whipped cream. They zoom past New Haven and New London. Near Providence, Joy reminisced about the time she worked the state for Hillary. He wrote, "Oh, are you a feminist?" She wrote, "Yes, and a Democrat. And you are?" He hesitated, then said, "Let's not go there." He tried to change the subject to something else. Said, "Oh, look at all the pretty clouds up in the air. Uh-oh. Did you vote for him?" She wrote in all caps. He wrote back, "Do you really have to know?" She wrote back, "Yes, it's important." Though she was thinking, "Oh, say it isn't so." He wrote, "Yes, I voted for him, and I'm happy that he's shaking things up in Washington. I'm working on his re-election campaign. There's so much more to do. He is not done." As the train continued on toward Boston, Joy put her cell phone away. Joe put on his headphones to listen to Sean Hannity prevaricate all day. In Boston, they grabbed their bags and parted. only to meet up again at that limousine. In silence they rode to the ferry at the hotel. Joy was room 20. Joe was room 19. It was the worst wedding either had attended, and both had been to more than one disaster. They both wished there was a fast-forward button to get them through this awful weekend faster. On Sunday night they boarded the same ferry, made a wish upon the same shooting star. They rode the train back to New York City, enduring silence in the quiet car. Oh, I'm kidding! He's not a Republican. He's a Buddhist, and guess what? She is too. And they're both vegans, and they're both in the Cloud Appreciation Society. And talking like sesquipedalians is something else they love to do. They both adore the movie Coco and have seen it so many times, and every time they cry, the next time they watch it, Joe will pop the question, Joy will make such a lovely bride. So all you single people who can hear me, next time a wedding invitation comes your way, don't take a plus one unless you must. You don't know what Cupid has in store for you that day. And if you must travel to that wedding, the quiet car might be the perfect place for you to strike up a silent conversation. Have your cell phone charger handy. Have your cell phone charger handy. Have your cell phone charger handy, just in case.
Christine Lavin, who just turned 70. And it's terrific to hear her with that brand new album. That song is called The Quiet Car. And the record is called On the Way to Hooterville. And Christine and I exchanged a few emails. She loves Pittsburgh, and she misses having the opportunity to perform here. You can catch her every now and then. She'll perform online, especially on the first Sunday of the month as part of the online Greenwich Village Folk Festival. Sean Colvin and I Don't Know Why, before Christine Lavin. And a lot of answers coming into our history riddle. Let me share it with you again, and you can try to answer it before we reveal the answer. Born in San Francisco on March 26th, 1874. He died in Boston on January 29th, 1963. He was educated at Dartmouth College and also Harvard University. When approaching 40, he went to England, where he produced a collection called A Boy's Will. At the age of 86, he delivered a gift outright amidst a January 20th chill. 412-200-5975. Russ in Kang, North Carolina, got the correct answer. Well done, Russ. Rich in Freeport, good morning, Rich, also got it correct. Bruce in Ingram, good morning. Bruce got it too. So did Tommy in Virginia. And Holly in Oakland, good morning, Holly. She got it. So did John in Carrick. Dan in Clarion, Pennsylvania, came up with the correct answer. And Linda also came up with it in Collier. She also had a few more words to include on four-letter words with A and L in the middle. Let me share those with you really quick. If I can find them. Oh, yes. Fall, balm, call, tall, and a palm. Well done, Linda. Do you know the answer to the history riddle? Were you able to come up with it? I'm not at all surprised that Shirley up on the Avalon Ridgetop has the correct answer, and we'll talk with Shirley, but first we'll say hello to Tom, who has been holding on a little bit longer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I hope you're warm. It's a chilly day again today.
Well, I was looking out the window, and I see a little sliver of the moon.
Yes.
And up to the left was I think it's a planet, and probably Venus, because don't they call Venus the morning star?
I think so. That's never been my strong suit. Ricky would know. Is Venus the morning star? She's nodding her head, so you're probably right.
Does that make Mars the evening star, then?
I do not know. It could be. I remember the men and women and Venus and Mars and all that stuff, although not that well. but it's a bit chilly, and it's probably nice to be out. The bridge collapsing in Pittsburgh yesterday puts things in perspective. That was really something to watch that happen.
I remember they interviewed somebody named Pat Gallagher.
Huh.
It seems like there's somebody who listens to your show or is into the music scene named Pat Gallagher.
We have a Mike Gallagher. There's a lot of Gallaghers, period, let alone in Pittsburgh. By the way, I think it made national news, but a bridge in Frick Park collapsed yesterday, and incredibly, there was no loss of life or particularly significant injuries. In fact, some of the injuries were the firefighters and the EMT and police rescuing others because they had to rappel into the ravine to help people get out. And some of them were injured as they slipped and fell going over that turf. But after an incident like that, it's hard to complain about anything. I really feel for those folks.
Right.
Oh, Ricky, by the way, says that Venus is visible this morning, according to internet. So that's what you're seeing.
Okay.
We can't see the sky where we are right now, but we can't see the internet, so we verify that for you.
Well, wasn't that the planetarium at one time, or was it?
We are in what used to be, ironically, we are in the former Buell Institute of Popular Science and Planetarium. We're not in the planetarium part, though. We're where the miniature railroad village used to be.
Right.
So we could tell you if the trains are on time or not. Well, you knew who we're looking for. Who is it?
Well, if I said Jack instead of Robert, would I get partial credit?
You could. Okay. It's not Jack, but Robert Frost. Absolutely. And I don't know if you know the poem we were referring to in the
history. Well, I remember he gave the poem at Kennedy's inauguration.
Yes.
And it was really, really cold that day.
Right.
And I don't know if he ended up getting sick from that or...
Well,
but there was, he wasn't very healthy or something. I that's what I can vaguely remember.
He wrote a poem called Dedication. And that poem was one he wrote just for the inauguration for President Kennedy, or President-elect Kennedy, I guess, at the time. And because it was one of those blustery cold days with bright, bright sunlight, he was unable to deliver the poem because he couldn't see given the light. So instead, he recited his poem called The Gift outright, which he could do by heart. And that right. ended up being the way it went that particular day, which is really an interesting result when you think about it.
Yeah, I just finished reading a book by Carl Bernstein.
Oh, I want to read that. Is this his memoir?
It's basically about his time at the Washington Star. So it goes from, I can't remember exactly, like 1959 to maybe 1967-ish or something. So it doesn't really cover the Watergate at all. But it was interesting, his description of the newsroom of the Washington Star back in the 1960 or so, and how it seemed like you walk in, if you've never been there before, it seemed like total chaos.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I really want to read that book. That is supposed to be a fabulous book, and I just,
right.
It's on my list after a few others.
It proves you don't need a college education to become a successful.
Nah, not always. Yeah, it's amazing. I was just talking to somebody about that yesterday. Tom, I'm going to try to get Shirley on here too.
Okay.
Good to talk to you as always. And Shirley, Tom, I didn't mean to rush. I just want to be sure we get Shirley on this hour. Hello. I'm not surprised you know this. You've got a cat. You've got a cat named after
my
him.
My cat is named Robert Frost, right?
Right.
And I'm a long time Robert Frost fan, and I went up to Vermont and New Hampshire, and I visited Frost's place up there, and I sat in his chair at the desk and looked out at the mountains, and I also walked the Frost Trail up there, where as you walked every so often there would be lines of his poetry and objects related to or plants related to elements in poems that he'd written. And I remember when he recited The Gift outright at Kennedy's inauguration, right. But Robert Frost was quite a person, quite a poet. And when you think about some of his wonderful poems, and that made all the difference.
Yes.
I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere, ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood and I took the one less traveled by, and that made all the difference.
That's a poem I loved learning when I... probably was in high school or maybe junior high school.
My students learned it when they were sophomores many years ago, and of course I love his poems like Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. He was definitely a genius with handling words and handling poetry. Yeah,
absolutely.
Everything from A Dust to Snow to Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. And I hope all of the Brigadiers will read a Robert Frost poem sometime this week.
It's a good idea. Thank you, Shirley.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Robert Frost, our answer, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Jim and Blackridge's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services available on any smart speaker or smartphone, including Radio Garden, Simple Radio, TuneIn, and slbradio.org/radio.
Easy Rider, see what you have done. You took my woman, now you're on the. You took my woman, now you're on the. You took my woman, now you're on the run. I wish I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. I would swim across the ocean and bring my baby. Swim across the ocean and bring my baby. Swim across the ocean and bring my baby to me. I'm leaving you, baby, I gotta be moving on. If you don't believe it, count the days. Don't believe it, count the days. You don't believe it, count the days I'm gone. I'm gonna go to Chicago, but baby, I can't take you. There ain't nothing in Chicago for an ugly woman. Nothing in Chicago for an ugly woman. Nothing in Chicago for an ugly woman to do. Easy rider, see what you have done. Well, you took my woman, now you're on the. Took my woman, now you're on the. You took my woman, now you're on the run. My name is Bob and the truth must now be told. I was kissing pretty women since I was 5 years. Kissing pretty women since I was 5 years. Kissing pretty women since I was 5 years old. Easy rider, see what you have done. Well, you took my woman, now you're on the. Took my woman, now you're on the. Took my woman, now you're on the run. Easy rider, see what you have done. Well, you took my woman, now you're on the. Took my woman, now you're on the. Took my woman, now you're on the run. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun as long as I am tall. I'm gonna shoot old Thelma just to watch her. Shoot old Thelma just to watch her. Shoot old Thelma just to watch her fall. Anybody ask you who composed this song? Tell him it was me and it didn't take very. Tell him it was me and it didn't take very. Tell him it was me and it didn't take very long. Oh, tell him it was me and it didn't take very long.
The great Bob Gibson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Nice to have so much participation this morning. If you've never called or texted or played along, why not make today a day that you do just that?
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum